a prodigal in your life, someone you love, or let's even get more personal. Maybe you've been a prodigal. You wandered away from, I don't know, your faith, from your family, or just your own values, and you know you got out into that desert space for a while, and God's, in His miraculous, amazing, merciful, graceful way, brought you back. And you want to share with others about what you learned there that can help, specifically help people who are standing by and waiting for that prodigal to come back into their life in a positive way. What have you learned you want to share? 888-888-1717 is the number. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, along with Jennifer and Stephen and a host of others, our team, who are just wonderful people, and they do such a fantastic job. And by the way, whenever you call and you want to talk to one of our staff, pray with them, or when you call to join in support, same number, 888-888-1717, press number 2. Or you can call and share in our storyline. Being a prodigal, a lot of people can relate. Certainly Jacob does.
I'm a prodigal. My mother raised me in the church, and I was following it, but it never wasn't mine. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my relationship with the Lord, and I got into a whole bunch of bad stuff, drugs and all kinds of stuff, and she let me go. She prayed and said, Lord, he's yours. Take care of him. And the Lord brought me back. And not only that, he created in me a deeper, stronger intimacy that I've never, ever experienced before. And it went from it being her God to he's my God. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I depend on him. I need him. I love him. You know, it became a personal relationship with me and him because she let me go. So it works, trusting God with your children. It really does.
Thank you, Jacob. Honest guy, right? Been down the trail. Left. That's one message on our phone line. We get hundreds of messages. Love yours, too, at 888-888-1717. Stacy is on the phone. Hi, Stacy. Appreciate your call.
Hi. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you taking time. What have you learned about this topic on being a prodigal?
So I'm not a prodigal, but I have watched my husband come back, and he's a prodigal. And when I heard your previous caller talk about what her father said to her about don't ever come back.
Yeah, that was last week.
Right. Something stirred in my heart, and I felt like I was supposed to call. So in this journey of watching my husband come back and his transformation and turning back to the Lord, we've learned so much because he started to share with me how he viewed God before this. And he said he thought he was transactional. And in so many ways, a lot of people, they have this view of God that's been shaped by their experience with their earthly father. And that's been really eye-opening to me to realize that a lot of us have, you know, we all have imperfect parents. We're not perfect, and that's all we have to go on. You know, we grow up with a father figure, and you hear God is our father. And so it's been really eye-opening for me to see that that's, you know, that's why a lot of people have a skewed view of who God is and his character and his love and his heart. And, you know, he's perfect.
Yes, he is.
He's perfect.
So how are you guys doing
and
now?
So I just, you know, we're still in the middle of some mess, but we're so much better. Like, I mean, because he's chosen to follow God, everything's changed.
Why did you hang in there?
That's a great question. I think because I had such a foundation on my own of my own faith and who I knew God was, that I think I was able to see him as his child. I had this level of compassion that I know only came from God. And it hasn't been easy. It definitely has not been easy. But I think I hung in because I saw his heart and I saw him show up. So, I mean, it's every situation is different and sensitive, and how people turn, you know, choose to turn, or how long it takes them, you know.
Yeah.
It's their heart. It's the heart that matters.
What would be your prayer request for people listening who want to pray for you and your husband right now? What would it be?
Wow, really? Wow, thank you. If you could pray for us to continue to be faithful and hopeful when it's stormy and dark and when things look uncertain, if he could pour over his grace and his mercy over us and give us the peace that we need to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. That's our prayer. It's been breathed from your mouth to God's ears. And I think many others will be joining you in that prayer today, Stacy. What a tender, gentle way of approaching a prodigal in your life. Maybe you relate. Lots of emotions on a topic like today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you for doing that, and I appreciate your support here at Intentional Living. Very unique ministry. Our name is a powerful word. It's a powerful word. Intention. That's why we use it. Intention is even more than a goal. We all have goals. To get up and stand in the shower in the morning is to have a goal. Intention is kind of a head, heart, and hand aligned to saying, this is a big deal, you know. That's why we come back to the power of one thing. Because if you're like me, a little ADD, and you talk about intention, you think about 40 things I need to do and a long list if God's going to love. This is not about making God love you more. He already loves you. He's crazy about you. It's in return saying, yeah, you know, my life will be better if I live my way, the way God intends. And so this one thing I'm going to do today. And we're talking about prodigals. So maybe today, this is your issue. Maybe today you're going to say, well, okay, I've been dragged along too much emotionally and otherwise, and that person I love who's a prodigal, and I'm going to do maybe a little bit like we just heard the caller share with us, Stacy. Just very gentle and prayerful and waiting and leaving the ball in their court and seeing what God does. Maybe that's going to be your one thing for the next 30 days. It's a powerful thing. All right, what have you learned about prodigals? 888-888-1717.
Yes, hi. I'm a prodigal daughter that I returned after doing drugs for 28 years, and now I'm teaching others to stay sober and clean off drugs. My parents did everything right. They helped me go to a lot of treatment centers, but one thing they did that made me absolutely stop doing the drugs was they prayed for me a lot. And also, after a time, they just said, don't call us, don't contact us. They pulled all the sports out, all the money, and everything, where I had to stand on my own 2 feet. And that's the day I got clean and sober. And I've been sober since September 3rd, 1990. And I'm 62 now, almost for 63. And if they hadn't done that, I'd still be out there, because I did spend at least $3 million of an inheritance from my grandmother on that. I wasted it. But they continued to love me and pray for me. But they finally said, you're going to have to do this on your own. Don't come unless you're sober. So anyway, thanks for your intentional life that you do on the radio. I appreciate it. Bye.
Wow. What a story. $3 million wasted, life wasted, and yet Carol says she's returned. And, you know, I want to make a distinction. Last week we had the caller who said, my dad told me, if you leave, don't come back. That's a no-no, by the way. That isn't what this dad said and mom. This dad and mom said, don't come back unless you're sober. We're here. We love you, but we're done with this open door. Come on in, come on out. Feeding the beast, as it were. We love you enough to hold you accountable, but we're here. There's a big difference there. That's the boundaries type of thing. Like I tell people, you got a fence around your, in Arizona and other places in the country, we put fences around our house. I don't know why, but they do. But there's always a gate. And the gate's there so you can let people in. And if you got a prodigal, the gate's ready, come on back. But something's got to be different. All right, let me get to the calls. Eliza. I'm sorry, Eliza, my mistake. Sorry about that. Go right ahead. What have you learned?
So last year I was in a pretty rough space. I was drifting away from my parents. I was lying to them all the time. And I was in high school, so like I live with them, and I need to listen to them. And just like I have to listen to my father, Christ. And I was not doing that either. I didn't feel pulled to go to church. I was very guilt-ridden, and I was in an awful place in a super toxic relationship. And something, my parents told me, hey, you should go to counseling because you've been struggling. And so I was like, oh, okay. I suppose I'll give it a try. And my counselor, Candace, is the most amazing woman in the world. And she's a Christian, and she helped me find that path again. And a year later, I'm out of that toxic relationship.
Good.
And I actually, yesterday, I bought my first Bible. She reads Truth Bible for myself. And I'm a very aesthetic girly, and I really like things to be pretty. I got highlighters and color-coded pens, and last night I had my own Bible study with myself, my very first one in a long time.
Amen.
How
old are you, Eliza?
I'm 17.
God's doing amazing work in your life, hasn't he?
Oh, yep.
Amen. I bet your parents are pretty pleased seeing what's going on in your life, aren't they?
Yeah, I haven't told a lie in a long time, and I have a new boyfriend, and he's amazing, and he makes me feel beautiful, and just like God meant for me, and I think this man is sent for me, because I've never felt awful about myself, and he hangs out with my family, and he talks to me about, like, we were on call last night during my Bible study, and he was asking me about it, and I felt so seen with him.
Yeah.
And I know God is always watching, and he wants me to feel that way.
Amen.
And
Eliza,
and so now I'm close.
No, go ahead.
Now I'm close to my parents again, and I'm working to be close to my father up in heaven again.
Amen. Well, you learned a lesson there about we become sort of like the people we hang around with. They can infect us, can't they?
Yeah.
And so picking the right people and being cautious and listening to your mom and dad probably have a lot of wisdom. As I'm sure part of the process is learning that they really do love you and they got some wisdom in the process, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible, too. And if anyone's looking for a Bible to read, I would definitely recommend that one. And just two pages in, how to read the Bible, and I'm already, you pray before you read, you pray after you read the passage, and I'm so excited to keep building this relationship with my parents, with God, and with my boyfriend.
Amen. Well, Eliza, you've got a lot of listeners saying, I'm going to pray for that 17-year-old young lady in Michigan. Because we all know Satan didn't like what he just heard. He doesn't like it. And we've we here at the ministry, we experience with some weird things sometimes with our equipment. I don't want to get too mystical, but Satan, you know, I believe when the Bible says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, he loves to play games with those of us who want to be in media for benefit, because there's a lot of stuff that's not beneficial in media. And so I'm glad we've been penetrating into your radio and into your home and our podcasts and different things, Eliza. And I want you to know that you got a lot of people praying for you. God bless you. As a young woman, you're just getting started. This is the beginning of a new time for you. What a powerful thing. God bless you. Isn't that good? I know I'm doing good because Jennifer's crying again. Whenever I get, you okay in there, Jennifer?
I am. It's just they have touched my heart, Stacy, Eliza, and our callers from last week. It just goes to show, I always think, I love your show so much, Dr. Randy, because people are listening and they just, God's touching their heart to call in. It's not easy to call in and admit things, you know, like you're a prodigal or you're going through this or divorce or whatever it is. And when they call in, it always touches my heart so deeply because they're so brave. They're so brave. And not only that, they're ministering and they don't even know it.
That's right.
They don't realize that they are touching other Elizas, other Stacys, other Yolandas, and whoever is out there. And so thank you so much because you're doing such wonderful things, not only in your life, but somebody else's life who's just like you.
Thank you. Add to the budget another box of Kleenex for Jennifer, okay?
Please.
Oh, that's good. All right, let me go to Kim, who's been waiting patiently in Arizona. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dr. Randy. I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I love your program so much. You're so patient and compassionate with everyone and give such good advice. But I'm calling in regards to Anne on your show last week where the prodigals were calling in.
Yes.
And I just wanted to encourage her. It just broke my heart to hear her beat herself up because of her son not letting her see him or her grandchildren.
Yes.
And that's happened to me, too, from my daughter. I have a daughter who's a prodigal. And she even gave up my grandson to my sister, who doesn't let me see my grandson. And, you know, I've just learned that the Lord has forgiven me. I mean, I don't know what I did anyway for her to do that. But I just want her to know that, you know, God, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for us to forgive us of our sins. And she's asked for forgiveness, and he's forgiven her. And her son needs to realize that he's allowing the devil to control him and that he's robbing his mom and his children of a wonderful relationship with their grandmother, and that they need to work this out. And he needs to ask God to forgive him because it's just breaking her heart. It's a daily pain, I know, but you know, I just want her to be encouraged by it.
Well, I hope she is as she's listening. For those who missed Anne, that was on our last show, she talked about the fact that she had wandered away from her marriage, been unfaithful and damaged her marriage, and now she's back and she's working with her husband to rebuild her marriage, but there's been fallout consequences there in relationship with her kids and some that won't talk to her and so on. And some of you have experienced that. Listen, when we give our life to Christ, we're all prodigals, right? But when we come back and we really say, hey, I want to live intentionally in Christ, not perfectly, but I want to be a follower of Christ, and we drag back sometimes the issues that we don't have control over, broken relationships. In other words, the ultimate consequences of our sin and disobedience is taken care of. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that stuff's been resolved. But the short-term human stuff that goes on horizontally, we still have brokenness and issues and things that we don't control, right? And that's where we have to use the wisdom, as Kim was sharing. We just say, Lord, I've been forgiven, and I just leave that door open, and I'm not going to let Satan get in there, and I'm going to live my life intentionally in you. Yeah, there's consequences. Just like a vase that gets broken, you glue it back together, you can still see the little, you know, the little crack there. That's part of it. We all have cracks in our life. But the good news is God is a God of grace and forgiveness, and that's a powerful, powerful thing. Here are some signs that you're a control freak. Number one, you overplan. Wow.
Now you plan, that's okay, but never right, you know? Never right. Number two, difficulty delegating. By the way, of these 10, I get about 5 of them, so. Difficulty delegating. Why is that difficult for a controller? Because, why? That's right, nobody does it as well as I'm gonna do it, right? And I have to admit, I like having somebody come to the house, do anything in the house drives me crazy because they never do it the way I would do it, right? And then so it never gets done. I'm Resistance to change. Resistance to change is a sign that we got a control issue. Perfectionism. Everything has to be perfect, including people around us. Difficulty trusting people. Difficulty trusting. Fear of vulnerability. That's a huge control issue, isn't it? Being critical. When we're critical, that's a sign. Difficulty relaxing. Yeah. And strong emotional reactions. When something happens and we have to react, and we're very strong in our emotional response, these are signs that maybe I have a control issue in my life. All right.
That's by the way, that was recorded with a group of our staff. I was going through these circles of control, and the mic wasn't as clear as I would like. I'm sorry about that. But I think the message comes through, and the entire lesson's available for you up on our website at theintentionallife.com. The circles of control. It's really interesting. Some of you may remember way back many years ago, Stephen Covey, who wrote several books on leadership. I had a chance to go to one of his conferences, and he really first presented this thing about the circle of control and the circles of influence and so on. It got me thinking about how that relates to those of us who are followers of Christ. And so this lesson is really made available because of so many people like you who support the ministry. We're listener-supported. Can I just ask you, challenge you, invite you to come and join us on this journey? Your monthly support's making a difference. And you set the amount. It's up to you. But generally, people give about $1 a day, $30 a month. You know, a little bit from a lot over a period of time makes a big difference in making sure we can continue to do this. Come and be a part of Intentional Living today. That's an investment that has great returns for the kingdom. How do you do that? Call 888-888-1717, press number 2 during business hours. 888-888-1717, press 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you. God bless you for being a part of Intentional Living.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm listening to your program about children that have walked away and come back to the Lord, and I am one of those children. I grew up in a pastor's family. I grew up in ministry. I went to Bible college. But after that, I just wanted to experience the world, and I started dating somebody. We moved in together. I was going to marry him. And God really got a hold of my life 3 years after the relationship started. Now I'm 28 years old. I left my fiance when I was 25 years old, and now I'm 28 years old, and I am planning on going into full-time ministry next year. So I just wanted to share that with you, hopefully be a blessing to somebody. Thank you. Bye.
Boy, you all are sharing precious, powerful stories of your own life and your own experience. I hope, I pray, someone today listening somewhere in the United States or around the world to our podcast, listening on the radio, when we're doing this live, or maybe months later as you listen to a podcast, but it impacts your life to realize if you're a prodigal, you can come back. God loves you. And there's great forgiveness and reconciliation. Or if you're waiting on one, to be faithful, trusting him. Being patient. Boy, that's a tough thing to do. All right. I think we have just enough time, Jeff, to get you on here to wrap up the show for us today. Appreciate your call from Arizona. What's your story, man?
Yeah, I was a prodigal as well. I just want to encourage anybody else that's out there that is a prodigal to not waste time, because you won't get to reset that button sometimes. I got to reset that, but it was toward the end of my mother's life. Mm. So I just wanted to encourage people to I didn't know it all. I thought I could always do bigger and better than somebody else. My mother used to tell me, the prisons are full of people like that. Well, I never went to prison, but I had to go see what the world had to offer, because I grew up 4 or 5 times. My mom led me to the Lord when I was younger. And the Bible talks about how, you know, teach them the way of the Lord when they, you know, the Bible talks about that. And when they are older, they will not depart. Well, I departed like right after I got out of school. I was with it for a while, a little bit. And then I departed and had to go travel the country and go see what the church was talking about the world. Wrong answer. That was not the way to do things. But I did. And I came back and I went and I came back and went and I came back. And it was just not the right thing to do. I wasted time, took time away from my family, my mother, you know.
Did your mom leave the door open? I mean, was your mother there for you?
My mother did. My mother always was there. As a matter of fact, she shared with me in the last year of her life, she shared with me how she she used to stalk me and make sure I was okay. And she'd be down the street and she'd tell me some of the times that I'd be doing things. And I know that she was there. Yeah, she'd want to make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
You know, because we'd be out walking the dogs or something. She'd be parked down the street. And I'd be like, wow, she really cared, you know, because she wanted to make sure that we were okay.
Yeah, you got a stalking mom.
Yeah, she loved me.
Quickly, because I got some other callers. Quickly, what was the one thing, if there was, one thing that kind of kicked you in the backside and said, hey, get back on the right path?
I was clean and sober for 5 years, and my mom started getting dementia.
Mm.
And that was when I realized that I needed to stay clean and just continue on. And I will, you know, I'll never go back to drugs ever again.
Sounds like mom made a big difference in your life, didn't she?
Well, she led me to the Lord initially, and she's never, you know, told me I can't come back. But we got to clear the air before she passed away.
That's important. Many of you didn't have that opportunity. But you can start today. You know, as it's been said, you can't change the past, but you can change the future, and you can start that today. So for those of you who are prodigals, maybe you're tuning in today. First step is say, Lord Jesus, I'm done with this. I'm done with trying to do this my own way, do it my own direction and my own decisions. And I'm gonna do what the scripture says and stop leaning on my own understanding, but all my ways acknowledge you and allow you to direct my path and give your life to him today. And when you do, that's an eternal decision that's going to have consequence in a positive way starting today in your life. I got to run. Thank you for your prayers and support. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire Intentional Living family. We'll see you next time from Intentional Life Media.